sunshine bread, a mouth-watering treat. This is a name which those of a certain age across Norwich, Norfolk and the rest of East Anglia will remember with great affection. Just close your eyes and think of the smell of fresh bread, and those cakes, of course. First of all, there was the Sunshine Bread Company on Aylsham Road, Norwich. The delivery vans were a familiar sight on the streets of Norwich and county. Then it joined forces with Matthay's Bakery in Galston, becoming the largest private bakery business in the country. By 1963, the latest equipment installed made the factory the most up-to-date in the country, turning out more than 4,000 loaves an hour with windmill self-raising flour. It was delivered by a fleet of vans, which according to the company covered more than 450,000 miles a year, and, of course, there were a string of shops. In Norwich, those shops were at the back of the inns, Bridewell Alley, and at 38 Magdalen Street. At the peak of its output, 350,000 loaves were being baked weekly at its factories in Galston and Norwich, in addition to cakes and confectionery. Every night, a fleet of articulated bulk transporters delivered its wares to 13 distribution centres in East Anglia. In 1974, Spillers acquired the Matthay's Group, and at the time there were around 1,800 people on the payroll. A few years later, Spillers shut the company, axing the bakery and a chain of 37 shops in Norfolk, Suffolk and Essex. It was the end of an era. Other Norfolk bakeries, including the big co-op premises on Queen's Road, which turned out hundreds of loaves an hour, and then there was Stannard's, which started baking in the city way back in 1858 and had a much-loved shop in Castle Street. It was taken over by another well-known Norwich bakery business, Ashworth and Pike. Today, Norwich is fortunate to have a great collection of smaller bakeries and coffee shops turning out a range of tasty treats, but the glory days of the bread man knocking on the door with a smile and a wicker basket are over, unless you know different.